It's the Cheap Heat Podcast.
Hey Gene Okerlund, you know that I'm the cream of the crop. And what you gonna do when Hulkamania and the largest arms in the world destroy you?
Cause that's the bottom line! The Stone Cold Sepsa!
This man! What the Rock is cooking!
All right, what's up, guys? This is the Cheap Heat Podcast, and my name is Matt Lytle. If you guys have listened before, then you know who I am. Changed the intro up a little bit. I really like it. I hope that you guys do, too. Sounds a little bit more professional. Spent a little bit of time on YouTube going through the walkthroughs and whatnot of Audacity to make that nifty little thing. So you guys let us know what you think about that. This is probably going to be a short podcast. The biggest thing that I really wanted to do today is go over the NXT TakeOver Rival show that was just on. A little late getting to it. We actually wanted to do one before it and have kind of a preview, but I had some family stuff going on today, so this is the earliest that I could do this for you guys. Anyway, I don't want to make this anything like a typical review podcast. I don't want to go through and talk about each match and in too much detail, just because for those of you that are probably listening to this, you probably watched it, so to listen to me tell you what happened in each match would just be boring, so... Anyway, we started out with Hideo Itami versus Tyler Breeze. Pretty good match, you know, a nice opening match. I did picks as I went, so you'll have to take me at my word because I actually got a lot of them right. And, you know, you guys could think, well, he's just saying that because he watched it. But I would have had Hideo Itami winning this one. I love the go-to-sleep teases. I love that. Just every time he gets a guy on his shoulders, the crowd... goes crazy. They want to see him do that move. I assume he's going to. I think it's a little bit of WWE trolling the audience, like, ah, CM Punk's move, you know. Obviously, it was Kenta's first, but love that. I like that match. The Bull Dempsey Baron Corbin match, one, it was an ODQ match, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think I saw any weapons used. I saw at the end Bull Dempsey grabbed a chair. And it didn't end up working out for him. Quick match. I thought that it'd be a lot longer than this. I was talking to somebody on Twitter about this, and I don't have it in front of me, or I would say their name, but I was talking to somebody on Twitter. I like both of these guys. The thing about Baron Corbin is they're pushing him so much, and he really, to me, hasn't proved himself enough to me. All of his matches are short. One thing, and I noted, I said this on Twitter, but one thing that you notice, WWE, they criticize Goldberg because he couldn't go real long, and then we've got a guy in NXT that wins matches so fast that the crowd counts along. So, that aside, it wasn't a bad match for what it was, because it's just kind of like two brawler type guys. Like, I love Bull Dempsey, he reminds me of like a King Kong Bundy type, and I like that, but... I would have liked to see Bull Dempsey win. That's who I picked because I thought that he would end up winning this one. To me, this feud's over. Baron Corbin's won 3 in a row against Bull Dempsey. Why do we want to see another one? I noticed they do that sometimes on NXT. Sasha Banks kept losing to Charlotte, and I kind of felt like, you know, okay, you got to throw her a bone and she should win one. And to me, it's simple booking of, you know, the heel should win the, you know, second match, or, you know, if the face has won the first two matches, the heel needs to win the third match. And if they have to win by cheating, that's fine, because they're the heel. Have them win by cheating, and then that gives the face another match that they want to have to get that win back. But, yeah, Baron Corbin won that one. I would have liked to have seen Bull Dempsey win it. Like I said, to me, this feud should be over. Excuse me. NXT Tag Team titles, Blake and Murphy against Lucha Dragons. I think most people figured that Blake and Murphy were going to win. They did. Nice little tag team match. I'm not a guy that's going to criticize wrestlers on botching moves because, you know, like, I trained a little bit to be a wrestler. I've had one match, and I'm nowhere near these guys. I did see a couple botches. Nothing too bad. They seemed to improvise pretty well. A lot of pin attempts in that one, too. But that was a nice little match. Then we went to Adrian Neville versus Finn Balor. Finn Balor, his music is awesome. His entrance is so cool. I love that. The only thing that I wish that I could see more of is, if you Google him, you'll find him painted up like Venom, like Carnage, you know, like different people. And I know that they can't necessarily do that because then WWE would have to pay money for the rights to that. But I would like to see, and it was changed around a little bit more. His body paint was changed around a little bit more, and I like that. But I would have liked to see something a little different, which I know that they're selling his shirt that looks like that. So, I mean, they're probably going to keep him somewhat similar. I was talking to Jeremy about this earlier today, and I really think that this is going somewhere. But I think that the body paint like this is kind of the new mask. I think that the next guy or two that do it are going to be, people are going to say, oh, he's copying off of Finn Balor, Prince Devitt. But then I think that's going to kind of become a norm, just like masks, just like regular face paint. So I really like that. Really good match. Great ending when Adrian Neville went for the red arrow and Finn Balor got his knees up and then he rolled him up. That was so cool. I thought that was the end. Really good match. If you guys didn't see this, that's definitely, that was one of the matches of the night. I gave two matches the match of the night because I couldn't pick one. That was the first one. Really, really good match. Definitely catch it if you haven't seen it. The next match was the Fatal 4-Way for the women's title. This one I wasn't sure what to expect with four. You never really know if four people are going to be able to mesh well enough to make a good match. Charlotte Bailey, Sasha Banks, and Becky Lynch. I was talking earlier, Sasha Banks had lost a bunch of matches to Charlotte. I wanted to see Sasha win. That's who I picked to win because I wanted to see her win. Right now, I'm really high on Sasha Banks. Really good match. At any point, I wasn't sure who was going to win. There was a time when I thought Bailey would. There was a time that I thought Charlotte would. Sasha Banks ended up pulling it out. The ending was so cool. She had the cross face on her. Kept stretching her back, hooked her into a pin. It made Charlotte look good because she didn't tap. You know, it was really cool. The ending was kind of weird. Charlotte went for a handshake, and then Sasha, she pulled her in for a hug, and then Sasha kind of shoved her, and then she had a big smile on her face. So it was kind of a weird ending, and I'm interested to see where this goes from here, because Sasha and Becky were a team, and now not so much. You know, it's interesting. I really like the women's division, and it, you know, anybody that knows me knows that I like women wrestling and stuff like that. I think that it's cool to see two girls go in there and wrestle, ones that can actually go, you know, not bikini matches or bra and panty matches from the Attitude Era, but girls that can actually wrestle. I love it. I think that it's just so cool to watch. That was actually the other match that I gave match of the night. Really, I was into that match the whole time. I loved it. Main event was a little shocking. Travis and I both watched this on a delay. We didn't get to watch it live, but we avoided all social media and everything, and we watched it. But before we watched it, we were talking, and Travis said, he said, well, you know, yeah, I'm going to be watching it late. I know that Sami Zayn's going to win, but I'm going to watch it late. And I agreed. I said, yeah, the way NXT is, every champion seems to have the title for a good amount of time. There's no way that they're going to have Sami Zayn already lose the belt that he just won. And that's exactly what happened. There was a bump where Sami Zayn did a springboard moonsault to the outside of the ring on Kevin, and they both landed on the guardrail, and Sami kind of, it looked like he smacked his head on the entrance ramp, and it looked like Sami kind of smacked his head on the entrance ramp, and he sells well, so you're not really sure if maybe he got knocked a little loopy or not. The match continued, so I don't think that he would have been too hurt, but got back in the ring and just got his butt kicked. Powerbomb after powerbomb kind of reminded me of Brock Lesnar versus John Cena from SummerSlam because, German suplex. But Owens hit a bunch of powerbombs, and finally the doctors demanded that the referee stop the match, and Kevin Owens is your new NXT champion. I kept waiting to see if William Regal would come out toward the end and say, no, that's not how we're going to have this end. We need a clear-cut winner or something like that, but it looks like Kevin Owens is the champion. The crowd loved it. The crowd went crazy when they presented him the belt. It's neat because Kevin Owens was only in NXT for 2 months. 2 months to the day, and he won the belt. It's pretty cool. And it's obviously going to set up for future matches between these two, which is just going to be phenomenal because they always do really good work. So I'm looking forward to see what happens between that because there's no way that... I don't know if maybe they'll say Sami Zayn's injured so that they can give Kevin a little bit of time. Finn Balor won the match where he is now the number one contender, so maybe that match will happen first while Sami Zayn, gets better, recuperates, whatnot. So, overall, really good show. I'm sitting in the kitchen right now, but I have it playing again on the Apple TV, and as soon as I finish this, I'll go and watch a little bit more of it again. It was a really good show. Anybody that missed it, I just spoiled it all for you. So, but anybody that missed it, I definitely recommend that you check it out. It was a really good show. They're doing great things in NXT. I really enjoy watching it every Wednesday. So many people are talented. No offense to the Divas division in the WWE, but I prefer to watch the women in NXT. That's where I found Paige, and Paige is probably one of my favorite wrestlers right now out of professional wrestling in general. So, but yeah, I love seeing that the girls get time. And the thing about like on Raw is the girls get, 2-3 minutes. And in NXT, it's a lot different. So it's nice. But just everything about NXT, it's so good. And it's the future of WWE. And you can tell that the WWE is going to be just fine in the future. Triple H, this is Triple H's project, and I'm loving it. He's doing a really good job. Anybody that gives him crap, he's doing something right here. So, really enjoying it. That's it for TakeOver. I'm not really going to talk about that anymore. I did actually have an idea for WrestleMania that I wanted to talk about on the last podcast, but I forgot. That's just what happened. I forgot. I was talking about Undertaker wrestling at WrestleMania. I was talking about how they had hinted that Triple H and The Rock would wrestle at WrestleMania. And it got me thinking, one, I miss that Winged Eagle belt, man. That was my favorite belt ever. That was such a cool belt. It had a lot of lineage to it. And from Hulk Hogan to Stone Cold Steve Austin. Love that belt. If that's, there was the question asked on one of our other podcasts about what t-shirt you would buy out of all the t-shirts. If you could only buy one. If I could only get one replica belt, it'd be that Winged Eagle belt. I love that thing. But my idea for WrestleMania, I think that it wouldn't be a bad idea. I think this would be cool. If once a year they brought that Winged Eagle belt back, and they kind of considered it the Legends title. And, let's say we throw it on Triple H. Triple H faces The Rock at WrestleMania, it's always going to be two legends facing off for the Legends belt, and they only defend it at WrestleMania. A once-a-year belt, some of you may think that sounds like the stupidest thing that you've ever heard, and that's fine. If that's your opinion, and you think it's stupid, that's fine. You know, and maybe it wouldn't work unless it was maybe defended also at Survivor Series, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, or something like that. But I think that that would be a neat idea. A legend belt, like the Winged Eagle belt, throw it on, you know, guys that, you know, obviously it'd have to be guys that could still go, but, you know, if Undertaker can go, maybe have him wrestle for it one day at SummerSlam or something like that. So, just an idea that I had. Nothing, you know, never going to happen, but it was an idea. Just like my Money in the Bank idea, where the Royal Rumble winner doesn't go to the main event of WrestleMania anymore. And speaking of that, if you guys watched Raw, Roman Reigns speared Daniel Bryan. The crowd doesn't like Roman Reigns. I'm wondering if they're going to try to turn him heel, kind of like what they did to Batista last year after the Royal Rumble. You know, and I talked about this at the last podcast, but I don't see why Daniel Bryan wouldn't win. Roman Reigns won the Royal Rumble. You know, why have him win other matches and still go to the main event of WrestleMania? Other people are talking about Seth Rollins coming out and interfering in that match. People are talking about Randy Orton coming out finally and interfering in that match, ending in a no contest and maybe it becoming a triple threat again at WrestleMania. I don't think they'll do that. I think we're going to see Brock versus Roman or Brock versus Daniel. Really would like to see Daniel win, go on, beat Brock, and have his WrestleMania moment and hopefully have the title reign not cut short by an injury. But that could be the danger of throwing the belt on him this early after him returning. So that's it for today. Cutting it short. We're not even probably going to go 20 minutes. I did want to tell you guys and encourage you guys, please check us out on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. It's at GetCheapHeat. You know, I want to be talking to you guys. I want to get you guys involved. I want to shout you guys' Twitter names out on the podcast. And I want you guys to, you know, help us promote our podcast, retweet it, you know, get people that haven't listened to it before to listen to it. You know, future plans. I know I'm going to get Travis on this thing, and we're finally going to do our thing where we talk about Heatwave 98 and going there and going to Heatwave 99 when there was almost a riot and going to Invasion. And I know that I'm going to get my good friend Jeremy on here, and Jeremy and I are going to talk about the MTV special True Life I'm a Professional Wrestler with Les Thatcher on it. We're going to tell a bunch of inside jokes that you guys won't understand and think that we're stupid. We will talk about going to Ring of Honor and going to WWE versus ECW head-to-head at the Nutter Center. All that good stuff. WrestleMania 23 in Detroit. Things like that. I'm going to get my friends on here. We're going to try our best to entertain you guys. And we're at least going to entertain ourselves if we can entertain you guys. But I feel confident that we're going to entertain you guys. So follow us there and check out our Cheap Heat Pro Wrestling Tees store. It's under Cheap Heat. Actually, if you go to prowrestlingtees.com/CheapHeat, it should take you right to it. If you have trouble finding it, it's all over our Twitter. Check that out. We've got four cool shirts there. The I Love Professional Wrestling shirt is, a lot of people are liking that one. It's a silhouette of a wrestling ring, and then professional wrestling. I Love Professional Wrestling. You could show it off in a great way. It's only $19.99 plus shipping and handling and tax. So help us out. Buy a shirt. Follow us on Twitter and tell your friends to listen to us. We're here, you know, we're going to be here as often as we can for you guys. Try to give you guys, you know, the best podcasts that we can and hopefully entertain you for the, you know, 20 minutes to hour and some that we're on here. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys next time. Thank you.